My name is John Erling. Today's date is February 28, 2013. Bart, would you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age?
My name is Bart Wayne Connor. I was born March 28, 1958 in Chicago, Illinois. As of today, I am 54 years old.
Any significance to your name, Bart? Were you named after somebody?
I was, actually. It was during the era when Bart and Brett Maverick were TV stars, and my mom just thought that was a cool name, so I became Bart. And people often ask me, is it short for Bartholomew or Barton? And I go, no, just Bart. And I tell them the story, and unless you knew anything about the 50s, you wouldn't know Bart and Brett Maverick, but some people do.
Tell us where we're recording this interview.
This interview is being recorded here in Norman, Oklahoma at my office, which is on the complex here of the Bart Connor Gymnastic Academy, as well as Paul Zert and Associates. Paul Zert was my former coach at OU, and we are business partners, and we're in his office building right now.
When was Bart Connor Drive set up?
I guess it's probably been about 15 years ago. I think it was called Dolores Drive or something. I think it was named after somebody's wife, you know, a builder, a developer out in this area many years ago. Ben Fox, who's the director of our gymnastic academy, he appealed to the city to see if they'd consider naming it Bart Connor Drive since our gymnastic academy was on this street and we have a thriving gymnastics business along here. So the city agreed, and it's always a little embarrassing for me because people say, where shall I mail it? And I say, well, 3214 Bart Connor Drive. And they're like, what? You have your own street? And then I have to explain the whole story. So anyway,
no,
I'm proud of it.
But it's a nice honor, right?
Yeah.
Where were you born?
I was actually born in Edgewater Hospital, which technically, I guess, is in Evanston, Illinois, which is just north of the city of Chicago.
Your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born and where she grew up.
My mom was born in Webb City, Missouri. Jackie Mae Hulsey was her name. She grew up in Webb City, Joplin area her whole life. She passed away in the year 2000, April 16th of 2000.
And then your father's name and where he was born and grew up.
My father, Harold Wayne Connor, was actually born in Locust Grove, Oklahoma, but he moved very shortly thereafter to Webb City, Missouri with his family. And that's where he met my mom, and they were high school sweethearts at Webb City High School. He's 82 years old next week, and he lives here in Norman, Oklahoma, just a few miles from me now.
What did he do for a living?
My dad was originally a structural engineer. When he left school, he went to the University of Kansas. He went to California and worked for a company called North American Aviation, which became North American Rockwell, which then became Rockwell International, and he designed airplanes. But with his degree in structural engineering, he had an expertise in concrete and materials in general. So he got hired by Portland Cement Association, and he moved from California back to Chicago area, where he worked for a company called PCA. He was one of their engineers, but one of his most important projects was he was an early computer programmer in the 50s. You know, punch paper tape programs and Fortran and COBOL programming language. So he was a pioneer in the computer industry and using computers to analyze strength of materials, tensile strength, the strength of steel and how it can affect the properties of concrete. So he had his career in Portland Cement Association for many years. But upon visiting me one time after I had been down here at OU for 4 years and meeting some people from the university, he always loved teaching. So he came back and took a second career. He left Portland Cement Association, and he worked in the College of Architecture here at the University of Oklahoma, and he created the first College of Construction Science under the School of Architecture and got it accredited twice, and then he retired about 15 years ago. But his passion has always been teaching. So he really had two distinctly successful careers in two different areas.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
I do. I have two brothers. I'm the middle of three boys. My older brother, Bruce, is 2 years older currently, and for the last 30 years, he's been a captain with United Airlines. He flies a 747-400 all around the world. He's based in Chicago, where we grew up. Additionally, he happens to be the World Masters speed skating champion and has qualified for the last three Olympics, made the cut at 56 years of age. Wow. To the qualifying time. Now, he doesn't race as fast as the 20-year-olds, but he actually makes the cut to compete in the Olympic trials every year, and he just recently made the cut to compete in the Olympic trials for the next Olympics, which will be in Sochi, Russia. So it's pretty remarkable. At 56, he's still an elite-level athlete. My younger brother, Michael, is 3 years younger and works for an electronics company in the Chicago area called Bueller Electronics. They make analytical equipment to test the strength of materials. He was a soccer player, a short-lived gymnast, and speed skater as well. So we played a lot of sports growing up in the Chicago suburbs, but we ended up picking sports that were, let's say, a little off the norm.
Does this athleticism come down through your parents? Were either one of them athletic?
My dad played football, but he's my size. And of course, you know, Webb City High, he played both offense and defense. He was a center at 5'6" tall and about 140 pounds. And my mom liked to play tennis, but they never had elite level athletic experiences, although my dad was always quite a good golfer and played on his high school golf team. But with three boys in the house, and we grew up across the street from a public park in Chicago, we were very active, and my parents really saw the value in keeping us busy doing things that were productive, positive, and they really liked the concept of the lessons we could learn from participating in sports, about the direct connection between what you put in and what you get out, about the lessons learned about falling down and getting up and continuing, about fair play and good sportsmanship and respecting your competitors. These are the kind of things that my parents valued, and they thought sports was a proper place to teach it to three sort of ambitious, energetic boys.
So you had great nurturing in that area, didn't you, from the get-go?
My first term paper when I was in eighth grade was about the history of the modern Olympics, because my dad wanted me to understand that Baron Pierre de Coubertin, who created the modern Olympics after the original Olympics back in 776, the whole foundation of the Olympics was to bring the world together in peace, try like crazy to win, but at the same time foster acceptance, tolerance, relationships, friendships around the world, always with a sense of fair play and good sportsmanship at the core of it. That was my first term paper in school. And when I didn't know what to write about, my dad suggested me, having been in sports, he said, I think there's some value in what the Olympics are trying to teach people. So I learned that at a very early age. And that really has defined my life in many ways. You know, I married a young lady from Romania. I mean, these are things that only happen because of the Olympics. My parents growing up in a time, and me for part of my life, in the Cold War period, we saw many countries as enemies, and yet the Olympics somehow bridged those gaps and said, come together and let's foster a sense of acceptance and understanding that you might not otherwise get. So sports is a great place to learn that.